Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there. It's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap. Tuesday, August 20th edition. Foodies love the snacks.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Look at a storm here.
You hit the nail on the head when you said this is all storm.
He is, because it really is a description of storm, all right?
Uh-huh.
He's very knowledgeable of food pairings.
Yeah.
Frequently tries new food.
Yep.
Able to cook properly.
Yeah, sir.
Knowledge
That's
of,
the key. Yeah. Able to cook it properly.
And the knowledge of
skills,
when,
yeah.
And when food is in season.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. The farmer's market will do that.
Yeah, he's got the farmer's market updates.
He's for sure. So there was a study of 2,000 Americans that found 40% of foodies will spend upwards of $51 per week on gourmet food items. That's about $3,000 a year. Yeah, true?
That works out. I mean, you figure 50 a week, there's 4 weeks, about $250 a month maybe, and that's about $3,000 a year.
See, don't believe me when I talk about storm ops? Let me do this here. Storm, what about truffles? How do you use a truffle?
Use them raw usually. There's two different kinds. There's white truffles and there's black truffles depending on the time of year. The Perigord truffle is my favorite. It's
You're just doing this on purpose.
This is Storm. You mentioned the food. He knows what's going
it's
on.
Where your microplaner is used, but never put that microplaner in the dishwasher.
No,
we have to carve out an extra couple minutes during a talk break if we mention food, so Storm can go.
No,
off.
It's great.
I love it. I know. Me too.
But yeah, you are right. Never stick those in the dishwasher. Uh-huh. That's what we learned about things that should not go in the dishwasher. That would be the grating things that you grate, cheese, lemons, limes, anything like that, mainly because food particles can get actually jammed in little holes.
Exactly. Yeah.
And therefore, it doesn't really work. Other things, utensils, bowls, cutting boards made of wood.
Anything with a wood handle, like a wood handled knife, and keep knives out of there. Any like cutting utensils?
Yeah.
Not like butter knives are okay. But keep any knives out of there, too.
Well, yeah, and it does, just like it does with crystal and copper pots and anything, it's the combination of the heat and the water. The heat and then the water, hot water and the heat. So that kind of messes all things up. So nonstick pans, that stuff shouldn't really go in there as well.
And your reusable water bottles and coffee mugs, like the Yeti, don't put them in there.
Oh, yeah.
They will get water inside them, and it'll rust them out and ruin them.
Yeah. And by the way, Yeti sells a dog dish.
How much is it?
I think it was $30 or 50, it was $50. Excuse me, $50.
Oh, man.
Your dog can drink. The same dog that drinks from the side of the road, you can drink.
The puddle,
Yeah, 50. Anyways. We also learned about Twitter testing user follow interest. Instead of following a person, you can follow perhaps an interest. And I guess you were saying, Janie, that Instagram kind of already does this.
Yeah, and maybe I just didn't realize that Twitter did too, but that's like when I'm about to go on a trip, especially, like for example, before I went to Vancouver, I just started, you could search for a person, you can search for a hashtag. So I just searched for Vancouver and I found the hashtag Vancouver. And what happens is anytime anyone hashtags Vancouver, that picture they post shows up in my feed. So I just start to get a whole slew of food and sightseeing spots and everything else from people who are posting from Vancouver, and it's really fun. I do the same thing with Halloween Horror Nights because I'm looking forward to that coming up.
Yeah.
So I just get all these posts that people are posting about Halloween Horror Nights. It's fun to follow an interest.
This is but I kind of like where they're going with this on Twitter. They actually you can actually mute specific topics.
Oh, I love that idea.
So they say right now it's only works on the Android app and only on sports related topics. Guys?
Maybe by the time the political season rolls around, we'll be able to filter that out. I think you can do that on Facebook.
I hope so, because I'm already exhausted, we have an election's not even till next year.
And I want to still like my friends. I have some friends that I don't no longer like because of their Facebook opinions.
Yes, very true. So this is kind of a neat little caveat here, because there are some people. You're one of them, Janie. You don't have a credit card.
That's true.
And Storm, you have what? One credit card?
Two.
Two?
Yeah,
okay.
There's two.
And
one's a debit card, and the other's like a split card we use for North Carolina.
And follow me on this one here, because when we're talking about traveling, your two biggest expenses usually is going to be where you stay and how you get there. And if you buy them far enough in advance, you actually can get kind of a good deal.
Yeah.
The problem is that you may not have the cash immediately available, so you may want to go for the credit card. But what if you don't have a credit card?
It's like, so you can finance your trip a little bit and maybe save money, huh?
Right. Or perhaps you have a low-limit credit card, and if you were to put everything on that credit card, if there was an emergency, you wouldn't have any money. So Cheap Air actually is one of those third-party websites that does packages for hotels and flights and stuff. They actually have a payment plan that allows you to stretch your vacation over 3, 6, or 12 months. And you just pay them back that way. And the interest rate's anywhere from 10 to 30%. Yes, 30% probably on the higher end.
Pretty high, sure.
Right, but if you consider the fact that airfare and hotel prices jump 50% between now and your trip, it may not be a bad avenue to finance it that way.
And it's not ideal, obviously, but you know it is a way to travel. And if you're willing to pay the little extra percent, especially if you do the 10%, mm-hmm. then it's still a lot, but it'll get you there, I suppose.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think you get to choose the percentage. I think that's based on your credit. So.
Well, I thought it was like over the amount of time you chose to pay.
No.
Like if you chose to pay it off sooner, then you had a lower percentage rate.
No, I think it's, I could be, you could be right. I didn't really get into this.
Either way, I mean, it's still, the interest is there. But like you said, though, if you wait till the last minute, it's possibly more for the flight, so.
It is, and that's my sister actually planned a vacation for next year, and I was so impressed that she picked up the ball and went with it and actually did it. So I was very happy. How to unclog a toilet when you don't have a plunger? Picture it: you're at your boss's Christmas party, the toilet gets clogged. Do you really want to have an incident, or do you want to try to remedy the problem itself?
Well, let's do whatever we can this side of 911.
Right. So here's what you do. This is actually a couple of hacks that have been fused together, and it basically involves water, hot water, and some sort of a lubricant. And that lubricant would be hand soap, shampoo, Epsom salt, anything that kind of is slimy.
All right. So there we got the toilet. The water is rising. I've even had to go down and turn off the valve.
Just to be safe.
We have to clear this thing out before I can leave the bathroom. What do we do?
Generally, what you want to do is let that water sit for a minute. It should start to go down regardless, unless it is completely plugged.
If you're praying properly.
If you're praying to the right God, correct. During that time, go head over to the sink and turn on the faucet to hot water. Get as hot water, as much hot water as you can get.
Right.
All right. And then you kind of do a little snooping around, see if you can find any sort of the lubricant, which would be the hand soap, shampoo, Epsom salt, or anything that will get things moving. What you want to do is then squirt as much as that possible into the toilet and let it sit there a while. And then as the water continues to go down, go ahead and grab, let's say, a garbage can or maybe even the little cup that holds the toothbrushes and start taking that hot water that's been going into the sink and slowly putting it into the toilet.
Okay.
You want to get about as much as you can get in there, what they say about a gallon, and you're going to wait. And the idea is that the hot water will get the lubricant kind of viscous and start to push things through. Do that a couple more times, and then you have to make a judgment call. This is where hopefully your prayers are answered. Decide when you can actually flush.
When do you flush it, yeah.
Meanwhile, you're leaving your friend's house, and they're like, "What? Why were you in there so long?" And, by the way, you're going to need an entirely new bottle of shampoo.
Yeah, dude, you're out of body wash.
And you might want to call the plumber, just saying.
Why does it smell so strong of Old Spice in here?
And so this is interesting here. This was a question. Are artificial intelligence, are like Siri's and Alexa's in the world, making us rude? Because, usually you say, hey, Janie, can you pass me over the soy sauce, please?
Sure.
You say it nicely and whatever. Now it's like, Alexa, set timer for 20 minutes or whatever.
So, there's going to be something in the future called robot etiquette.
Yeah.
How do you talk to your personal assistant or your robot? Which that's what these things are.
Well, and I try to speak nicely to Alexa, and she doesn't take my commands because she doesn't understand me. I'm like, Alexa, please, blah, blah, blah. Or, Alexa, would you mind checking on this? And she's like, I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah, but if you get rude to them, they'll bust you on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Man, I'm going to have to give that a shot.
Yeah.
They say for adults, not so much, but probably the kids, because the kids are watching how we interact with these artificial intelligence machines.
That's right.
And could be meaning that, in essence, they'll be turning into other people instead of being kind of rude. So
well, hopefully they'll know the difference between machines and people.
That's true.
Big difference.
I hope so. Hope so for sure. And there it is, our show for Tuesday, August 20th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC ya.
Hi, guys. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.